So allowing yourself to settle in. This is your time and space and place to come to comfort now. And however you are either seated or stretched out, let that solid support beneath you hold you as though you could just sort of sink down into its goodness, as though you could just be embracing the new by becoming even more comfortable today, allowing yourself this time to now take three big deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now's the time to become more open and receptive to the positive. Positive thoughts, ideas, images, suggestions that allow you to move forward with your life. So let's bring your attention to right around the crown of your head and invite and allow this comforting as it flows, sort of circling around the crown of your head, comfortable way, and it spills down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, letting go. Cross the back of the head and down, in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And the tiny neck muscles releasing give way into the shoulders. The muscles in front and back on top of those shoulders, as though they could simply kind of unwind and untangle as you release and comfort in even more and just simply let go. Like you could just set aside any of the burdens, any of the issues. Just put them over to the side because this is your special comforting time. To realign your mind and realign your body to something harmoniously focused in a healthy, positive way. And so from those shoulders down, sending the comforting through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, releasing now as you comfort even more. Through the chest, this comforting continues and it brings warmth and it brings nurturing, a nurturing sensation that flows all around and all through the chest area into every nook and cranny of you. Circling around and across the upper back, releasing. And circling around through the midsection, the solar plexus area. And circling around again through your middle back, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And circling around now through hips and stomach and abs, the other hip. And around again through the lower back so that the whole center core of you is more and more comfortable, relaxed and easy, more and more calm and comfortable. Each breath continues to work for you positively as you bring in the positives to your mind And as you bring it in, you breathe it in. And as you exhale, you release and let go. And you release and let go of the negatives of the mind. And as you breathe in comfort to the body. And as you exhale, you release tension, stress from the body. And so this sensation continues as it flows and moves around from the hips down through thighs and through the knees, each breath taking you deeper down through the calves and into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. Now, let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, and let's go twice as comfortably as you already are. And just drifting deeper now. And as though you could imagine that you're seating somewhere very comfortably, like a room that you may know well in your home, or you could be out in nature if you'd like to, but that you sort of open your special book. It's a book that you can write in if you'd like. In your mind's eye, you could see it, you could sense it. And you might discover some very positive affirmations. And you may have written them in your book before, or maybe you imagine writing them right now as I give them to you, because we're embracing the new, and part of embracing the new is perhaps bringing in some very positive and maybe new affirming statements for you. And so as we become more comfortable with allowing this, you can become more comfortable with the idea that there is this definite sense of knowing that good sleep, sleeping well, assists the immune system for radiant help. So we're affirming sleeping assists the immune system for radiant help. Strengthening the whole being is happening by resting comfortably. Allowing images of strength brings freedom from any discomfort. Calmly remembering all the good and joyful experiences is actually fortifying. Choosing positive beliefs supports forward movement, bringing even more calm. Recognizing that healing is happening is important. And you might turn the page and find some more, a little more direct perhaps for you, these kinds of affirmations, where you find that you reach a state of relaxation, even in the conscious state, when you breathe slowly and deeply. You easily make mind-body connections because you take charge of your healing. Your world is filled with joy because you think it so. You love and approve of yourself each and every day. Your body uses only medication that is necessary for you to heal if you are on any kind of medication. It uses only that which is necessary for you to heal. And you let the past go, and you are free today to create new positives. And so you close your little book of affirmations and you kind of hold it to your heart and let it sink deep within. And take this comfortable sense of affirmation for your health and well-beingness with you to the top of your symbolic staircase, where you begin to see, sense, imagine, and feel yourself in radiantly healthy ways, and what that means to you. Could mean that you sense a sparkle in your eye, a smile on your face, some sort of comfortable, deeper breathing, or just the way you stand, a little taller, a little more assured from within, a little more confident. Simply allowing this radiantly healthy image, you at the top of your symbolic staircase, and affirming that these affirmations now that you've been receiving are going to do their goodness for you and nothing more. And every step down your 21 steps reinforces these ideas, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. All negatives have dissipated and disintegrated, and you begin to feel the sense of flowing forward on your path. Maybe that imagination door of yours opens a little wider, and you just are more in touch of this calming, becoming even more comfortable, naturally and normally drifting even deeper now. Because somewhere, somehow, it stirs from deep within. For it's been said that to change something, moving from here to there, to really do the new thing, to embrace the new, it's got to be important. An important reason needs to be. What if, with that important reason, becomes motivating? So a person might be finding it, letting it come forward, the reason or reasons for going for it, for doing this thing that you might want to be doing, to imagine that it all is becoming clearer. Now, that person then who's doing this would be letting the deeper mind receiving, embracing, getting the pictures in the mind of what it means, getting the important reasons, accepting and becoming comfortable with those important reasons. What if that could be so? Imagining reasons becoming made known to a person going for this achievement, for accomplishing something new that they're wanting to embrace. And imagining looking down the road towards the finish line as though it is becoming something truly desirable, something that has to be, that must come into being. Going for it also might mean the results are seeking to be realized. And so you know what begins to happen. There's a sense of building up some energy, building up steam, perhaps as though it could be so, an empowering surge from those motivating reasons are beginning to flame the desire. And there's a beginning of movement forward at last, for getting into the race, so to speak, going the distance, as though it could be happening no matter what. And yet, even happening in an easy and effortless way. So, just now, imagining this person starting with a stronger desire, the kind of thing that is propelling, and steps are more easily taken, going forward, and every step could actually encourage desire becoming even stronger all along the way. And that means that perhaps, just maybe, more steps and stronger desire could possibly turn into believing. Yes, what if believing that it could actually become, that this goal could actually be accomplished, and getting a sense of crossing the finish line. What if that could really be believed? Important motivating reasons, like stronger desire, believing it could be. Well, perhaps like any down-the-road experience, imagining if those mile markers all along the way could be saying something important or showing a picture or an image that would continue to be encouraging and reinforcing. The kind of thing that is connecting, nudging, drawing, creating a momentum of the just right kind that keeps a person going, without doubt certain, strengthening the reasons, the desire, the belief. So, to be imagining now about three different markers, like signs along the way on this road that leads to the accomplishment, the finish line. What might that first one perhaps be saying or showing that means the just right something? and continuing on, and the mind will bring it forward as images freely arise in just right ways. Imagining and even visualizing this down-the-road experience, passing that first marker, spurring the journey forward, going just a little faster, and the pace picks up as a marathon runner continues ever forward without distraction, yet always focusing with the goal in mind. And so up ahead, the next marker comes into awareness. And getting to it for that next reinforcement, all becoming clearer as the saying or the showing of the second marker reveals itself as images freely arise again in the just right ways. Passing this second marker with the reinforcement of it firmly held within. And it's the kind of thing that says, always ever ready for the asking. That's something that keeps a steady pace, a sure-footed, onward, forward motion as an ever-present reminder to keep going, keep going, keep going. And going the distance for complete and total achievement. Imagining even now crossing the finish line in the feeling of total victory. And just then, the third marker shows up as the ever-steady pace now breaks out into the zone of flowing all the way there. That's the third marker bringing in this moment of having the finish in sight. As though the saying or the showing of the third marker could bring it on home, giving the whole opportunity of this final surging and focusing, knowing that the moment of completion is close at hand. The sense of breaking through the finish line, becoming a foregone conclusion. And then that's kind of it, isn't it? Knowing that the foregone conclusion, this positive expectation, actually requires a kind of personal demand. A demand that this thing is going to be done, will be done, can be done, is being done. And so there's a sense of strong determination, of crossing the finish line. And it becomes even stronger from the message of the third marker. And then, as though it has already happened, and in the mind, yes, it has. And now so familiar, completing, finishing, achieving, accomplishing this goal like it has been done so many times before, like there's all this floating free now, crossing the finish line with freedom. And even though it was perhaps a new race to be won, it is somehow comfortably familiar and just seems to be natural. With the biggest smile coming up and all around and all through. What is even more interesting now on the other side of the finish line, perhaps it is just a dream away, but if it doesn't beat all, could this be? Here it comes. Another desire, a feeling of there's something more to be accomplishing. And then here we go again for the next and the next and the next. And more smiles all around and all through. And even if trying not to smile, more smiles just keep coming. It's the kind of thing that gives such a pleasant sensation from deep within, in the center of your body, a solar plexus happening, a smile energy that begins to send its glow all around and all through you. Perhaps taking you back to your beautiful place within, where that inner guide of yours waits for you, that something within you that knows, shows itself as a loving and wise positive force, certainly an inner helper that protects and helps you to create and accomplish and do. And so as you've run the race and hit all your mile markers and you come to your place within to rest and to reinforce all this goodness that you've begun to just sort of stretch out and acknowledge and experience from deep within to just bring you that deeper inner comfort now, where you can let the body rest and the mind comfort even more for that harmonious condition that brings about deeper inner strength, a deeper sense of inner resiliency, that allows you to embrace the new, whatever it is, whether it's a goal to be accomplished or whether it's simply embracing a new idea, embracing this new year, embracing the new in a more comfortable and familiar way by being stretched out and rejuvenating your mind, your body, strengthening that inner desire you have for all the goodness that is yours. Allowing that something beautiful to come into your mind, as though an image of beauty captures your attention. It might be somewhere out in nature, it could be something beautiful in the way of music. It could be a beautiful art piece, or it could be a breathtaking view. Let yourself lift up with this beautiful image. And as you allow this beautiful image, it's like all the journey you've traveled so far just begins to take root in your deeper mind in such a positive way, to just begin to happen automatically, because there's this lifting up experience of connecting to the expansiveness of this beauty that your mind has brought forward to you. an image of beauty. And as you begin to sense it in any of the ways that you can, through your eyes, through your ears, through the fragrance that exists, whatever way in which you begin to experience this image of beauty, let it happen, because it's also part of you, and you are part of it. And the image of beauty that you're connecting to right now, as it's absorbing you and you're absorbing it, that's all a part of embracing the new. Whatever that new is, it's just divinely, rightly yours. The good and beautiful image of right here, right now, that's speaking to your deeper mind. And under grace, in just right ways, you are receiving and allowing the benefits from the beauty. And it's adding on to your positive focusing, your positive focusing of your radiant health, your positive focusing of achieving and accomplishing the goal, the positive focusing of this image of beauty, and all of it can only bring you positive results. And that is how your mind-body responds positively. And so, letting all of these images and ideas settle into the just right places within your subconscious, it all becomes very organic to roll out into the conscious outer awake life in an easy and effortless way. So we solidify it and strengthen it at zero for the reinforcement of it all. And then we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience into conscious outer awake life. Now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release as you begin to come up and out now. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.